paragraph 1631 of the Book of Instruments. I have a body, and there is no body which has me, in the same sense of having as an element and of body, as in I have a body. That's why I can speak about my body instead of the body which has me. Thus, I am a whole of which my body is a component part, and, I must assume, the sole component part, because there is nothing which forces me to believe that I have other parts which do not belong to my body. Being a whole, and having rejected the objectualist conception, I don't merely have my body, I also have my own whole attributes, as a person. These attributes are my personal or mental properties, whereas my physical characteristics are, strictly speaking, only properties of my body, that is, part attributes. It is my behavior, not my body's, which is purposeful. I intend to write things down, not my body. And I have a will and thoughts, not my body. If my body shows tendencies to something, and if my body has a will, it's in addition to the tendencies and will I have in a strict sense. And this is true of all of us, of every person. End of the Book of Instruments. Having defined our own property from a metadoctrinal vantage point, we'll now direct our attention towards a particular system of disciplinary thought, that is, towards a first-order doctrine which is not merely philosophical or political, but comprehensive. Since this body of principles should not only be normatively adequate, but also lastingly inform and inspire people, and since this body of principles should be invested with symbols which at once penetrate and elevate it, it must have a place in the field of denominationalism. Therefore, this is the right moment to take up our instruments. From now on, we'll continue our survey on our own grounds, the grounds on which the edifice of the new denominational paradigm is to be built.